So the more that we can allow our highest advantage to be heard, to be recognized, to be approved of, we are going to avail ourselves of our higher kingdom. So we want to remember that we've all been pressed upon. In other words, we've all been like pre-selected for the lower consciousness. And so that as we're waking up, as we have our next turn, as we serve the light, as we come up highest most, we surround ourselves with a new approximation, a new proximity, a new glance, a new heavenly value, a new heavenly approach inside. So when I'm looking at this, it's like literally the energy of the kingdom of heaven that we are now seeing, that we are now understanding, that we are now selecting inside. In other words, it's like decision time, choice making, how to choose the light, how to choose the strength, how to choose the highest conduct. And so sometimes the highest choice is just to be silent and smile. And sometimes the highest choice is to speak up. So the more that you understand, you've already been given. In other words, what you're now ready to find has been placed inside, meaning placed upon you. And your opportunity, your decision is to try. And what you're trying is it's not really, well, it's try, but it's also like moving into it or affirming or pre-selecting or allowing or drawing near. And of everything I just said, the drawing near stands out the most because you're agreeing with your sunshine, you're agreeing with your highest truth, you're agreeing with your obligation now. So now is there's a pearl, there's higher wisdom, there's higher purpose inside of you that you're churning, that you're deciding about, that you're instructing yourself to choose. So, Serapis Bay, I'm pretty sure, is upon us, and it's like he's holding the energy brightly, strongly, for us to proceed, for us to acquire, for us to assume, and the important part of that is to self-regulate. So we're regulating ourselves at last, and we're regulating ourselves in the new consciousness, in the new proximity, in like heaven's reach. So when they say heaven's reach, that's literally what it is. So in other words, we're bringing heaven or earth through us, through our consciousness, through our new exposure, through our new readiness. So that new readiness, it's like the energy of it feels very strongly, like on the one hand, begin again, but on the other hand, it's like really returning to who you actually are most. So when I'm receiving these energies, I actually feel more like myself than I have since the 1960s. I mean, like truly, it's like, oh my gosh, this is actually who I really am. Versus this imposter that was the personality self that was deciding me, like all this fear, all this brokenness, all this confusion, because we forgot our heavenly song sheet, we forgot our heavenly value. So allow yourself to be noticed. To be noticed is you're noticing your sunshine, you're noticing your higher self, you're noticing your sweet spot inside. You're noticing the truth at last. So the truth is the truth of self. It's your I am presence, and you're allowing it, you're permitting it, you're traveling with it, and anchoring it in steady. So anchoring it in steady is, it never has to go away. It's sort of like everything that's been the false witness. In other words, believing in false beliefs about yourself, about others, it's just going to be presented one by one so that you can now know. In other words, so that you can create the truth so that you can realign yourself in your heavenly value and your heavenly triumph and your heavenly adornment. And when I said adornment, I've got this goddess energy, and she, oh my gosh, the jewels on her. She would put Tiffany to shame. I mean, like, she's just like dripping in jewels is the only way I can explain this. What they're explaining to me is those jewels represent her power. In other words, efforts that she's mastered. And when I say she's mastered, it's like, oh my gosh, like imagine looking at Isis's like bank account, spiritual bank account, like how many attunements from source is she in charge of in embracing, embodying. I mean, like her warehouse has to be extraordinary. So in essence, that's what we're opening up to. We're opening up to our sunshine. We're opening up to our very best. We're opening up to the winds of change. If everyone can receive those winds of change now, just very naturally, just imagine you came here with one outfit on and you're leaving with another. So it's like you're receiving an upgrade inside. You're receiving your highest denomination. You're receiving your illuminated kindness. So again, when they receive us in frequency, they receive us in colors. So we're stepping up in the color chart, we're stepping up in the frequency as you will try it on, as you will abide, as you will partake, as you will have a go. So that have a go is like so important. You have free will. So you could say, no, I'm just going to stay in the lower energies, let me just get through my day. Or you can say, enough is enough with that. That's not cutting it. That's not serving it. That's not getting me anywhere anymore. Like anything where you could just feel how you're retiring the past, how you're leaving it alone. Like it was good in second grade, but in high school, it's just not helping me. Like something where you're just really getting, you're gonna have to change your mind. You're gonna have to change your truth. You're gonna have to change yourself inside to offer yourself to your heavenly witness, meaning your light, meaning your God self, meaning your power, 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 power. So this is, they're saying, now we got their attention. So we wanna remember this light that we're traveling with, love, it's like, this is our power. And, one moment, because I know you guys love me. Hey, Dove. Hi, sweetheart. I'm going to call, can I call you back at 1? Okay, you know what? Hold on 1 second. Everyone, because I know you love me, I'm going to ask for a 30-second intermission, because this is super important for my son. So give me 30 seconds. I will be right back and we will continue. Hey, I need to talk to you. So hold on. I'm going to go into the room. Okay, thank you. Oh, Kim, thank you. Thank you. It was super important. I got that information to him. At 11:11, so where are we? We're in our light. We're in our homecoming. We are in our sunshine. We're in our very best. So allow yourselves to travel within and explode. And when I say explode, it's like light, 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 light. And it's like, really? Oh, wow. I just realized he just received the energy that we were working with. How cool is that? I mean, for him to come in right at that time, there are no accidents. He just received that download. So this is the point. When we say yes to our sunshine, when we say yes to our light, love is happening all around us. So receive, receive, receive in your true witness. So in your true witness is saying like, yes. Yes, I can. Yes, I'm ready. Yes, I'm willing. Yes, I've arrived. So who has arrived? Our I am presence. I am that I am. I am has arrived. And since we're all ladies here, I welcome her steady. I welcome her steady. Of course, it's genderless, but I welcome her steady. Anything where you keep agreeing, you keep saying yes, you keep smiling a mile. So smiling a mile, obviously there's not a mile between this cheek and this cheek. So it's like you just keep smiling, you just keep going, you just keep increasing. Receive, 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 and so it is. All righty.